Simple words on a page with pictures beside. This is all I have, this humble book. But oh, what words, what pictures, what a book. I am PJ Lynch, Laureate Nanogue of Ireland, and you're listening to Night Night Northwest.
Hello to everyone here and to all our listeners at home. You are very welcome to Buncrana Library in County Donegal for the sixth programme in our series called Night Night Northwest. Over the course of this series, we will bring you nine unique programmes, all based on Irish children's literature. You will hear stories about giants, sunbeams, a happy prince, and even a little boy called Tom who refuses to wear shoes. We are delighted to be joined today by the pupils from Scoil Isagon Buncrana, second class. Hello, you're all very welcome.
Hello.
Hello. So why are we here today? We're here for a story.
Yeah.
So I'm going to read you a story today called Molly's Secret World. Now, none of you will have seen this book before because
No,
you know why? There's only two of these books.
Oh.
That's all, just two. It's a very special book, and it was written by a man called James B. Keane for his granddaughter, Molly. Look, there's Molly there. Do you see her? She was only six when he wrote the book for her.
Will we start?
This is the story of a little girl who had the same name as you, Molly. Like you too, she was also 6 years old. Molly had lots and lots of things which she loved to do and see. She especially loved to make pieces of art from seashells and from stones that were either very colourful or of nice shapes which she found on the beach or on her walks. She loved all her storybooks ever since she was very small. She also loved to draw and paint pictures. But most of all, she loved to let her imagination draw pretty pictures in her mind. She always thought it funny whenever she was caught in a stare while doing so. Now, Molly, I want you to imagine the picture I am going to draw for you. Imagine you see a beautiful cottage on the side of a mountain. It is the girl's home. She lives there with her mammy and daddy. She has no brothers or sisters. The cottage is surrounded by a beautiful flower garden. Hundreds of different flowers and shrubs grow there, each one with a different scent and colour. There are many coloured butterflies and bees flying from bloom to bloom. Lots of different insects live there. The little girl knows every one of them by their name. She loves to play with them. She loves to feel their tiny legs tickling her as they race along her hands. It is very silent there, with only the sound of the humming of the bees as they hurry about gathering pollen from the flowers. A gentle breeze creeps round the corner of the cottage and runs like soft fingers through her hair. It is a lovely warm morning. Molly is on her summer holidays and she is on her own in the garden. There is a wood not far from her home. It has lots of different trees and flowering shrubs. It is full of different songbirds that sing all day. A small, fast flowing river runs through the wood. It flows down to a valley far below her home. The valley is dotted with small lakes and woodlands and has beautiful scenery. It is also very quiet in the wood. There are no sounds of cars or lorries, of people talking or animals calling. Just the music of the birds and the music of the river flowing. The little girl is very pretty. She has long blonde hair flowing down her back with a ring of ringlets all around and a rose-shaped clasp on either side. She has blue eyes. She wears a light, brightly coloured summer frock and she wears red sandals. Even though she loves to be with her mummy and daddy, she also loves to spend more time on her own. Her daddy knew that, so he built her a treehouse in the wood. There is a long rope ladder which she climbs to reach to her house. When she has entered her house, she pulls up the ladder so nobody else can follow her. She calls her house her gallery. The walls are covered with paintings and pieces of art which she makes there. She loves to gather all sorts of things on the floor of the wood and along the banks of the river. Flowers, different coloured leaves, stones, pieces of tree bark and acorns. And she creates art from them in her gallery. Molly is very special because she has one very special gift. She can see different shapes like animals or birds or people's faces in ordinary things around her. She often sees different shapes in the ivy growing up the side of her home, just when she happens to look at it quickly. She sees different animal shapes at different times in the purple heather on the mountainside above her home. She sees faces and castles in the clouds. Once she thought she saw a boat sailing on the small lake below her home, but afterwards it just appeared to be a rock out on the lake against which the waves were lapping. She often sees moving shapes on her bedroom walls when the moon shines in through the curtains. She loves strolling through the wood or to sit on her favourite rock on the bank of the river. She loves to sit there and to take off her sandals and to let the cold brownish water bubble up between her ankles or tickle her beneath her toes. Sometimes as she watches her feet in the water, it seems as if her toes are going to swim away on their own. She loves to see all the different textures the water makes as it rushes along. Once she watched a small log of timber being carried along on the water. Suddenly the log seemed to take on the shape of a small raft, and right in the middle of the raft she thought she could see two little men wearing pointed red caps and pointed red boots. They looked very excited as they went along, bobbing up and down on the water. What do you think so far? Good. Do you like it?
Yeah.
What, you like it? Do you want to see some of the pictures now?
Can I hold the book?
Can I hold the book? Will you hold, you can hold the book afterwards. Would you hold the book afterwards? Mm-hmm. So here's Molly. Look what she's sitting on. What's this?
A mushroom.
Yeah, or a big toadstool. And look, what has she got in her hair?
A flower.
A daisy. And here, what are these? Look. What was she collecting them for?
Her gallery.
Good boy, Scott. To see some more pictures. Look, what's this?
A farm.
A bird.
Who lives here?
Molly.
This is Molly's house, look.
And it's the phone.
Where's the what?
Hello.
Tree house.
The tree house. Will we see if there's a picture of a tree house?
Hello, birdies.
There's the birds singing. Plants. Hello, birdies. Oh, look. There it is, Nico.
Cool tree house.
What do you think of that? That's cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Does anyone here have a tree house?
Me.
You do?
And a windy house.
You have a tree house, James. Do you ever collect things and bring them up there?
Yeah, shells and little things. There's these little rock thing beside our house.
And you bring them up to your tree house?
Yeah.
Do you like it up there?
We collect them every day.
You do? Well, Molly likes her tree house. Do you see the rope?
Yeah.
And she climbs up there and hides away from everyone.
Yeah.
What did you say about your treehouse, Dahl?
I used to have one, but it fell down.
Oh, you'll have to get it fixed. Does anyone remember who built the treehouse?
The daddy did.
The daddy built the treehouse. You're right, Eileen. The daddy built the treehouse. Lily, what did you want to say?
My granny used to have a treehouse.
Your granny?
Yeah.
And would your granny run up to the treehouse and sit up in it? Really?
Yeah.
That's great.
When she played hide and seek.
Your granny would hide in your treehouse? She sounds like a great granny, doesn't she, Lily? Look at this picture, though, before we move on. What was this?
The red bird thing.
The two little men.
Is that the...
Yeah. Do you remember what Molly did?
Yeah. Put her feet in the water.
James. But she sees all these things in her mind, doesn't she? Isn't this her imagination? You think they're real?
That's a boat, and they're little fishies, and that's a butterfly thing, and that's a ladybird, and that's a, they're little flowers, and that's a bee.
That's a bee. And who are these?
That is not Mario.
That's we are
elves.
Little elves.
There's a frog.
and a frog. So this is what Molly sees. Do you think this is real or is it her imagination?
It's imagination.
You think it's real?
Yeah.
I think it might be real. It's not real, Alex, no?
It's imagination. But it's real.
Imagining.
It's a real story, but it's imagination.
Will we read on and see what happens to Molly?
Yeah, that was brave.
Yeah?
Molly thought that everybody else could see the images she could see. But one day in school, she told her best friend about some of them. Her friend laughed and said it was all in her imagination. A clump of heather was just a clump of heather and looked like nothing else. There was no such thing as images of people in any ivy. A cloud just looked like a cloud and nothing else. After that, she never told anybody else about what she saw and things in case they would think that she was being silly. On that particular afternoon, Molly had gathered lots of items along the floor of the wood and along the river bank and had climbed the rope ladder into her gallery. After she had worked a while at making pieces of art, she suddenly felt very tired. So she lay down on the small sofa her dad had made for her in the treehouse. She closed her eyes to rest. Soon after, she found herself walking through the wood again, listening to the music of the birds and the river. Suddenly, she thought she heard a voice. It seemed far away at first, and then a second later, it seemed close by. She looked about her but could see nothing. Then a few seconds later, the voice came again from in front of her. She thought the voice said, "Molly." When she looked up, she saw the face of a lady on the trunk of a silver birch tree in front of her. At first, Molly smiled to herself, thinking that it was her imagination playing tricks on her again. But the more she looked, the more real the face appeared. It was also a very beautiful face. As she looked, she began to get very excited. As the image of the lady began to grow and take shape, first her hair began to grow. It grew until it covered her shoulders. It was the colour of gold and it was covered all over with pretty flower petals. Her eyelashes grew long and dark. Her eyes became a deep blue. Next, her ears, nose and mouth appeared. Suddenly the lady blinked and a broad smile spread across her face. Molly began to feel very nervous. She thought of running off, but she couldn't. She was so excited and fearful she could not move. She felt as if she was dreaming. Then the lady began to grow a body. Her arms and legs appeared. A wide floral dress of 100 different colours formed around her waist and legs, and dainty coloured shoes covered her feet. Before Molly could grasp what was happening, the lady moved. She spread out her arms, then she stepped out of the tree and stepped down to the ground. Molly began to turn away, but the lady stretched forward her arms. She smiled and beckoned Molly to her. Molly did not feel nervous anymore and she moved towards her. She had never seen anybody so beautiful before. She was so amazed she forgot about everything else. She thought she was seeing something unreal, but when the lady took her by the hand, she knew for certain that this lady was real. Then she spoke in a low voice. "Hello, Molly," she said, smiling. "How do you know my name?" Molly asked, because she was always in the habit of asking questions. "I've been watching you, Molly, for a long time. I know everything about you." Molly became annoyed. "Why have you been watching me?" "Because you are a very special little girl. I wanted to meet you for a long time, but I was worried that you might be frightened." "Frightened about what?" The lady put her hand on Molly's shoulder. "Out of millions of children born throughout the world every year, there is only one who has special gifts like you." "What special gifts?" Molly asked, trying to sound very grown up. "Most people, and especially children, see things as they appear, Molly. They look at a tree and all they can see are branches and rough bark and leaves and maybe colour. They look at the sky and see nothing but blue and maybe clouds. They see shadows on different things and just think of them as shadows. But you are different. You see other worlds hidden in things about you. You have been able to see into my world even though you don't understand it. The other day you saw two little men enjoying a raft ride down the river. You thought they were just in your imagination, but they were real elves.
Another day you thought you saw a boat on the lake. At that very time it was a real boat. The elves changed it back to be a rock later. She put her hand on Molly's shoulder. Welcome to our world. What world is that? Molly asked again. Well now, what do you think?
Good.
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 Any questions?
I got one.
Where? What age was her?
Do you remember at the start? Who remembers her age?
The tree house.
She was six.
Six. Lily.
Like me.
Are you six?
No.
I'm eight.
Eight. So, Lily.
Molly didn't know the girl was watching her.
No. But where did this lady come from? She came from the tree.
She was invisible.
Boys, a few questions. Fintan, where did the lady come from?
The tree.
How's that possible? She stepped out of a tree.
She's magic.
So what do you think of the story so far? Do you like
it?
So good.
Yeah. Do you like it? Okay, we're going to go again now.
It's so interesting.
Okay, are we ready? We call it our hidden world. It is a magic world. We can change to be anything we want to be in our world. If I want to be a cloud, I can change to be a cloud. If I want to be a breeze, I can be a breeze. Did you not feel me brushing your hair this morning? I can change into being a lady as I have done now. We can travel to anywhere in the world just by wishing it. Are there many of you? Molly asked in disbelief. Oh, many, many more. Come and I will introduce you to some of them. You know most of them from your storybooks, but you never thought that they were real. She led her through the wood. Molly felt as if she was floating along rather than walking. I can't see any of them, Molly asked after a while. You will, the lady said. They are playing hide and seek with us. She was beginning to doubt what the lady was telling her because it sounded so impossible and because she could see nothing. They went towards the river. Look, Molly, the lady suddenly said. What? You see the fern that is gently swaying in and out over the water in the breeze? Yes, but what breeze? Molly asked because she could not feel any. The rush of water over the waterfall had created a gentle breeze that moves the fern. But do you see anything else? No. Come closer. Now look. Suddenly, Molly saw three tiny girls. They were stretched out on the top of the ferns. Then she heard them singing and squealing to themselves in delight as they swayed in and out over the water.
We have to be quiet so that she won't know.
She won't know. They're fairies. They are wood nymphs, the lady said. They spend all their time playing through the woods. They are always happy. Then she called out, Rose petal, apple blossom, cherry pink, we see you, come here. The three nymphs leapt from the ferns and landed beside Molly. This is the very special girl I told you about. Her name is
Molly.
Will you come and play with us, Molly? They piped. Later, the lady said. Did you help to prepare the surprise?
Yes.
Good, off you go and play, but be ready when I call. What surprise? Molly asked excitedly as the lady led her further into the woods. I have a special surprise prepared for you, she cried. Suddenly she called out, come out, girls, come on out. No good in hiding. Two girls rose up out of a large patch of flowers on the floor of the wood. One of the girls was about Molly's age. She wore a bright red dress made from wild flowers sewn together with an invisible thread. She wore clasps made from blossoms in her hair. The other girl had very long golden hair that covered her shoulders and back, and neither of them wore shoes. Molly, the lady said, this is Little Red Riding Hood. And this is Goldilocks.
The wolf is going to eat Mr. Riding Hood.
Welcome to our hidden world, the girls said together. Molly had often seen pictures of both girls in her storybooks, but now the both of them were really standing there. She was totally amazed and thrilled. Have you helped to prepare the surprise? The lady asked.
Yes,
the girl said. Good, I will call you in a few minutes. No point in hiding anymore. The lady led Molly further into the wood. Next, she called out, "Peter Pan." A small boy suddenly appeared out of nowhere. He was dressed in a blue suit. He wore boots, both with small wings growing on the sides of them. "This is Molly, the special girl I told you about." Molly thought he looked very shy, so she said, "Hello." He covered his face with his hands, but said nothing. "Did you organize the band?" the lady asked. "Yes," he said shyly.
Yes.
"Be ready when I call you," she said. In a flash, he just vanished, leaving a whiff of vapor behind him. "I thought all those carriages in my books were make-believe," Molly said. "That's what all children believe, but you are different. That is why I have invited you here." What's happening now? All the characters from her fairy stories are coming to life. Oh, what's going to happen?
Molly's face is going to be red.
Her face? Look at... Okay, this is the last bit. After what Molly thought was another very long walk, the lady and herself came to a wide clearing in the wood. Molly had never visited it before. In fact, she didn't even know it existed. In all her walks through the wood, she had never seen it. She was really puzzled. It was surrounded by a ring of trees and flowering shrubs. Bright coloured lights, twinkling like stars, were hanging from the low branches of the trees. Streamers like beautifully woven cobwebs and covered in millions of tiny coloured droplets of water, like crystals, were hanging all around from the flowering shrubs. A table stood in the middle of the clearing. A tablecloth covering the whole table reached to the ground. It seemed to Molly as if it was made from silken moonbeams sewn together. The table was laid out with all sorts of appetizing foods, bananas, apples, pears, oranges, grapes, all kinds of cakes, sweets and fruit drinks. Lighted candles made from rushes twinkled along the middle of the table. Surrounding it, the elves had placed as seats a ring of brightly coloured toadstools. The floor of the clearing was covered in a green carpet made from different mosses. Molly had never seen such a magical scene in all her life. It was like something you would see in a dream. She had to shake herself to make sure that it was real. Then the lady called out, "Let the party begin!" A little elf ran into the clearing. He was carrying a bunch of bluebells in each hand. He shook them as hard as he could. The bluebells rang out beautiful, tingling bell chimes. Next, Peter Pan marched in. He was carrying a band leader's baton. A band of musicians followed. They were all playing marching tunes with pipes and whistles made from reeds taken from the riverbank. The music sounded sweeter than anything she had ever heard. They marched around the table and came to attention at one end of the clearing. Next came the three billy goats Gruff, prancing and tossing their horns. They stood next to the band. A little gingerbread man came running in singing, "You'll never catch me, I'm a gingerbread man." After that, all the characters that she had ever heard about or read in her storybooks came in. Wee Willie Winkle, Rumpelstiltskin, the Little Wooden Horse, Pinocchio, Jack and Jill, Little Red Riding Hood, Goldilocks, Sleeping Beauty, Rapunzel, Three Blind Mice, Winnie the Pooh, and many, many more, until the clearing was full of characters. Then the lady asked everyone to sit down. When everyone was seated, a troop of elves came out. They carried napkins made from dried flowers slung over their arms like waitresses. The lady sat at the top of the table with Molly on her right-hand side. Before they started to eat, the lady stood up. "This is a very special occasion," she said. "This party is for a very special visitor to our world. Her name is...
Molly.
She has the special gift of being able to see into our world. From now on, she can visit us whenever she wants to. We welcome her." She raised her glass. "A toast to Molly," she called out. Everyone raised their glass to Molly. They all cheered. After they had all feasted, the elves took away the table. The band started to play and everyone put on their party hats and began to play games. Jack and Jill brought Molly to a place outside the clearing to a high hill. The three of them rolled down the hill one after the other. Little Red Riding Hood took her to Granny's house in another part of the wood. Rumpelstiltskin showed her how he could turn straw into gold. Goldilocks brought her to the Three Bears' house and she lay on Daddy Bear's bed.
Peter Pan showed her how to play on the reeds. The gingerbread man did all kinds of gymnastics for her. And Rapunzel went to her castle and let Molly climb up her long hair to her room. The three blind mice chased Pinocchio around the clearing. Everyone was having a great time. They all wanted to play with Molly. When they were all tired playing, they formed a circle around her. They cheered and sang, "Welcome to our world," and "She's a jolly good fellow." Through the noise and the singing, Molly thought she heard her mammy's voice. In the blink of an eye, the whole party scene vanished. She opened her eyes and found herself lying on her sofa in her gallery. "Why did you not come home for tea?" her mammy asked her. Molly climbed down the ladder. "I was having such a lovely time." "You and your imagination," her mammy said, and gave her a big hug. As the moon, shining through the curtains, cast shadows over her bedroom wall that night, Molly smiled to herself and curled up in bed, knowing that whenever she wanted to, she could visit the new world she had discovered, where nobody else but herself could go. Before going to sleep, she promised herself that she would never, ever tell anybody about it. It was going to be her very own secret world. What do you think? You sit there. Oops. What did you think of the story?
You're the teacher now.
So funny.
Okay, hold on.
You're not the teacher.
No, let's start here. Do you want to see all the characters? Let's look at the pictures.
Can I see the
top? Yeah. Okay, look, what's this?
It's a feast. Oh, that my feast.
That was the feast.
It's Halloween.
Look, what are these? No, it's not Halloween. Remember this
in
the story?
It's the elf party.
This is the big party.
I like her.
Who's she?
She's funny.
One of the fairies.
I want to be her.
You want to be her?
Simple words on a page with pictures beside. This is all I have, this humble book. But oh, what words, what pictures, what a book.
You've been so good today. You're great kids. That's it from this episode of the series. I'd like to thank the children from Scoil Isagon Buncrana, Mrs. Lynch's second class. Please join us next week when we'll be broadcasting from Lauralyn Fubal Guidor, and our audience will be the children from Scoil na Sunta Gerta Horta. So until next week. Thank you so much, guys. You've been really, really good.
Molly's Secret World by James B. Keane. Illustrations by Caroline Dunn. Night Night Northwest was produced, directed and presented by Alison Toomey and is a Real Films production which was funded by the Donegal County Council Libraries and the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with a television licence fee.